Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
I've had to use it too often over the last few years. The calm mom voice. It's the forced Zen quality I inject into my tone when on the inside I'm terrified, but have to show my kids things will be okay. It happened a couple years ago when wildfire blocked our passage across the Carquinez Bridge and we had to turn around against traffic. It happened when the daytime skies blazed orange in the Bay Area, the air thick with smoke, and we were already stuck inside for Zoom school. And it happened last week when a three-story tall tree crashed down in front of our car as we drove to Taekwondo. The dreary weather had made it hard for us to leave the house in the first place, but I was insistent that we keep our commitments. When that tree fell, we scrapped the plan and returned home to shelter from hurricane-level winds. Before I became a parent, I thought my natural state as a mother would be calm. I was certain I'd handle things in stride and be the even-tempered person I'd always been. What no one really said, or maybe what I just didn't get, is that it all changes once you have a child. That sometimes you have to act calm when you're not, and it's because you suddenly see the world through more than one set of eyes. You feel optimism for who these kids can become and terror when faced with something that could halt that. A new filter has sprung up. You have to interpret the world for someone else in a way that empowers and equips them rather than paralyzes them. And you feel an overwhelming sense of responsibility. When the tree fell, I fought all these sensations at once. Keep the kids safe, I thought, and keep your cool. If you seem scared, they will be too. Just focus, adopt the meditative voice, and safely relocate. This car is full of potential. This is not the moment it all ends. Sometimes the talk that's really meant to keep my children calm does something else. It soothes me, too, as I start to believe what I'm saying. With a Perspective, I'm Laura Smith Borman.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey. It's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment, and if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts. To sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.